An effort to bring renewable energy to Western Alaska was recognized today by the federal government. The Ocean Renewable Power Company was named the 2016 Outstanding Stewards of America's Waters for its ability to bring hydropower to the Bristol Bay village of Igiagig. KNOM's Emily Russell reports.
The Kuijak River flows out of Lake Iliamna and into Bristol Bay. It helps support the world's largest sockeye salmon run in the world. More recently, it's been helping fuel the nearby village of Igiagig.
My name is Randy Alvarez, and I live in Igiagig, Alaska.
Alvarez has lived in Igiagig for over 30 years. He was born and raised in Naknek, another small town in Bristol Bay. As a longtime resident, Alvarez is familiar with the fact that fuel is often two or three times as expensive in the bush as it is on the road system. He's also keenly aware because of his job.
I commercial fish since I was old enough to go in the boat with my father, and I still do it. I'm planning on doing it as long as I can.
But it was a big surprise to his fellow fishermen when Alvarez got behind a project that would test an underwater turbine in the Kuijak.
Putting a turbine in the river was a big concern for a lot of fishermen.
But it wasn't going to be the first time the turbine was used in Alaskan waters. The prototype was tested in the Tanana River near Fairbanks.
And that river is very silty. Not only is it silty, it has lots of woody debris in it and other challenges.
Monty Worthington is the Ocean Renewable Power Company's Director of Project Development in Alaska. He says debris did what it does best. It got stuck. Worthington says silt made it so they couldn't see what else besides water was moving through the underwater blades. So Worthington's team turned to Bristol Bay's Kuijak River.
The Kuijak River is fairly unique in Alaska in that it's a large, fast-flowing, and clear river.
The turbine, or RivGen, as Worthington calls it, was lowered into the Kuijak for its first test run from August until September of 2014. Randy Alvarez says they placed the turbine very strategically.
It was about 20 feet of water where they put it in. They put it in the deepest part of the river so that ice and anything floating downriver on top or even boats could go over the top of it.
RivGen is outfitted with 5 underwater cameras. The crew kept a close eye on all the underwater action during its first test run. They didn't see any salmon getting stuck, so it was put back to work the following summer. Alvarez explains the second test run was from July until September, overlapping with the more than a million sockeye running up the Kuijak.
After 2 years of studying it, it didn't have much impact at all, which was great relief to us. So, and it showed that, you know, it can, we can have it and not worry about chewing up our salmon.
Those results earned the Ocean Renewable Power Company this year's Outstanding Stewards of America's Waters Award. But the real reward won't be known until the next phase of the project, when Worthington begins work on a commercial turbine. Alvarez says a commercial RivGen could cut Igiagig's energy bill in half.
40 years ago, it was different. Didn't cost much money to live in the villages. Now it's expensive. So we need the jobs, and we also need cheaper electricity.
Reporting from the Rural Energy Conference in Fairbanks, I'm Emily Russell.